Good afternoon. The front that pressed into southern New York and New England yesterday, drying things out and bringing the humidity levels down, will slowly edge back in our direction during the course of the day today. As a result, sunshine will be mixed with clouds, and while it will generally be dry, the proximity of the front will allow for at least the development of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially across parts of the Catskills and western Mohawk Valley. The humidity will start to climb back up, and temperatures will reach into the upper 70s and lower 80s on average. A little bit of energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. We'll touch off a few more scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, it'll be partly to mostly cloudy and muggy, with overnight lows back into the lower to middle 60s. The same type of setup will be around on Friday with that front still close by and energy sliding our way from the west. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and we run the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, but again, most of the time will be dry. In fact, this weather pattern looks like it'll linger into the upcoming weekend. Disturbances passing through from time to time on Saturday and Sunday will ignite a few showers and thunderstorms here and there, especially over the higher terrain, but most of the weekend will be dry with partly to mostly sunny skies at times and highs climbing into the lower 80s on Saturday and into the middle 80s on Sunday. A more potent front will head our way on Monday with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Ahead of it, highs will be in the upper 80s, and we'll finally dry it out behind that front on Tuesday with a mix of sun and clouds back into the mid-80s and with high pressure and control mostly sunny and in the lower 80s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a zonal upper air pattern is expected to prevail across the United States for the next couple of days, with more upper level ridging over the southwest and a broad trough across the Great Lakes. This will keep temperatures generally below normal across the northern tier states, while above normal temperatures will continue across much of the south, southeast, and the west. A couple of fronts separating the relatively cooler weather and the hot and humid conditions will provide a focusing mechanism for organized showers and thunderstorms across the central plains for the next couple of days. A low pressure center is forecast to form near the front over the high plains and move northeast. This will enhance the chance of strong to severe thunderstorms over the central high plains spreading toward the Midwest by tomorrow. The rain could be heavy enough to result in localized flash flooding in parts of this region. Farther east, the fronts are expected to move rather slowly as they merge along the eastern seaboard. This pattern will promote unsettled weather from the Gulf Coast to the southeast and into the mid-Atlantic. Gradual improvement in the weather is expected for the Ohio and Tennessee valleys behind these fronts. And while the heat will ease some from the south, central to southeastern United States compared to recent days, it'll be building across the southwest for the next couple of days as that upper level ridge builds westward. An excessive heat warning is in effect for the lower elevations of southern Arizona to central California for afternoon highs in the 105 to 115 degree range and overnight lows only in the mid-80s to around 90 for the warmest locations. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with the risk of a shower near 80, Boston partly sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny, just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm and highs around 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 96, set in 1959 and in 1944, and the record low, 48, in 1964 and in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:57 p.m., 13 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds with a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm today, mainly toward Glens Falls, and highs around 80. A scattered shower or a thunderstorm tonight in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds with a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm today and highs in the lower 80s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm tonight, lows in the mid 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks. A mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 70s to around 80. More showers and storms tonight, lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, a slight risk of a shower or thunderstorm today, highs near 80. A scattered shower or storm tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, just a slight risk of a shower or storm today in the lower 80s. A scattered shower or storm tonight in the mid-60s. Region-wide for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, partly sunny all 4 days and just a few scattered showers and thunderstorms, near 80 Friday, lower 80s Saturday, mid-80s Sunday, and into the upper 80s on Monday. A mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday in the mid-80s and mostly sunny in the lower 80s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.